local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Off and running on a Tuesday, welcome in to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin hanging out with you for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. We certainly appreciate you tuning in on your afternoon drive home. Text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 2626-1111. As we get started, we start as we always do with today's top three stories. Today, the president announcing a new plan providing a pathway to citizenship to about 500,000 undocumented spouses married to U.S. citizens. Biden says he wants those immigrants to put their skills to work in America.
Ask elected officials. They know it's good for American business. They know it's good for the American economy. They know it's good for America, period.
The program applies to immigrants who have been living in the country for at least a decade. The Biden administration says the majority of those affected would be Mexicans. The Trump campaign calls the move mass amnesty and a power grab for votes. Immigrant officials say they expect legal challenges to the action. Tropical storm watch in effect for the Texas coast as a system in the Gulf is set to become the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Right now, we're looking at widespread rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches, say from the Houston-Galveston area to the west across portions of the Texas Hill Country, down across Victoria, Corpus Christi. We could see isolated rainfall totals as high as 15 inches in portions of the mid-Texas coast.
That's Dr. Mike Brennan with the National Hurricane Center. The potential tropical storm Alberto could bring heavy rain and flooding along the western Gulf Coast, as you heard there. It's expected to become a tropical storm by tomorrow. Protesters in Jerusalem, near the home of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, are calling for new elections. Thousands of protesters marched from Israel's Knesset, or parliament, to Netanyahu's home. Some protesters tried to break through barriers. Police used a water cannon on protesters after a bonfire was lit. Police say in a statement that 9 protesters were arrested. That's a look at our top three stories there. A couple of quick local headlines today. A Pensacola man sentenced to life in prison on a murder charge dating back to October of 2022. Jacob Colville found guilty of killing 26-year-old Jesse Geoghegan this week. A judge then sentenced Colville to life in prison. Also, our congressman back in the headlines, Congressional House Ethics Committee says there's enough smoke around allegations of improper behavior by Congressman Gates to continue on with their investigation. There was a statement released today by the committee chair, Michael Guest, representative from Mississippi. He says so far, the committee has spoken with more than a dozen witnesses, issued 25 subpoenas, and reviewed thousands of pages of documents. And based on the review so far, certain of the allegations merits continued review. The allegations specified in their statement include Gates may have engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, accepted improper gifts, and sought to obstruct government investigations of his conduct. Gates continues denying all allegations. 4:15, we'll take a break on that note, a look at our traffic and weather together, followed by today's history of the Blue Angels.
Thank you very much, Joe. Let's see here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on here early, just minor congestion in our usual areas. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Maybe a very little bit on North Davis Highway here and there. Nothing too severe. Then it's going to be just some some slight backups on Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach, and some on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola right now. There is a high surf advisory from now until 7 p.m. That says Until 7 p.m. Thursday, my bad. That is a gross misunderstanding on my part. Now until 7 p.m. Thursday, got a high surf advisory. But yes, 87 degrees at the moment. When we get into tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low of 77. That is your traffic and weather together. And this history of the Blue Angels is brought to you by the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
World War II was over. The United States military had defeated the Japanese due in large part to the combat and support waged by the U.S. Navy's finest aviators. Despite this, there were many high-ranking civilian and military officials who considered naval aviation unnecessary and thought it should be disbanded altogether. Nonetheless, on April 24, 1946, Admiral Chester Nimitz, Chief of Naval Operations, issued a directive that a flight exhibition team be organized within the Naval Air Advanced Training Command to represent the Navy at air shows and at similar events. Selected to organize the team was Lieutenant Commander Butch Voris, a World War II combat ace who participated in practically all the major air campaigns in the South Pacific. Voris would select his teammates from among combat veterans who were on active duty as instructors at the training command. He chose Lieutenant Commander Lloyd Barnard and Lieutenant Maurice Wickendall, who were his squadron mates during the war, plus Lieutenant J.G. Mel Cassidy to complete the four-man team. But Barnard received orders to Texas and was replaced by Lieutenant Al Taddeo before the first public performance. Based out of Cecil Field near Jacksonville, the team flew the Grumman F-6F Hellcat propeller-driven plane, which served them so well during the war. The Hellcat was a very responsive aircraft. Of critical importance was its inherent stability during inverted flight. The Hellcats used were basically the same aircraft flown in World War II, but with armaments and certain armor removed. The planes were painted blue overall. Yellow paint was used for the words U.S. Navy on both sides of the fuselage and for the plane's number on each side of the tail. The team trained for only a month before their first public performance at the Southeastern Air Show at Craig Field outside Jacksonville on June 15, 1946. The team's 17-minute routine consisted of combat maneuvers and three of the planes flying the V formation about 12 feet apart while rolling on each plane's individual axis. Altitude ranged from 10 to 2,800 feet. The fourth plane was used to demonstrate the Hellcat's capabilities in solo maneuvers. The pilots did not have special uniforms as they do today. They flew in their regular flight suits. In fact, the team did not even have a name. That was to come later. And how the name was selected is quite a story. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mach speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
How the Blue Angels got their name, or should I say names, is the subject of our next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the WSRE legislative review and some of the comments by legislators relating to the plastic surgeon case in Gulf Breeze. Very interesting comments by Dr. Joel Rudman. It's also talked about their view on insurance and how we might, hopefully, fingers crossed, be turning a corner a little bit on the house insurance market and all the problems we've had lately in Florida. And should social media come with a warning label for kids? The Surgeon General thinks so, and I do too. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.22 on a Tuesday, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Weather not looking too bad. Of course, could be worse. Could be in eastern side of Texas right now. Tomorrow, around this time, we will likely have our first named storm, Alberto, of the Atlantic hurricane season, although this one forecast to just become a tropical storm, but could dump a lot of rain on Mexico, East Texas, as well, so we're monitoring that. Looking at some other state headlines today, because there is a lot happening around Florida, including an update on the ACC Florida State legal battle, as today Leon County Judge John Cooper denying the ACC's motion to dismiss the lawsuit brought by FSU. Cooper says FSU's complaint sufficiently alleges that the ACC operates a significant business in Florida regarding exercise of FSU's media rights. Of course, FSU trying to get out of the conference without paying more than $500 million in exit fees and the cost of buying back its media rights. And the ACC is also suing FSU in North Carolina for breach of contract.
Oh, my goodness. The U.S. State Department planning to open its second passport office in Florida. Representative Maxwell Frost broke the news earlier today, saying that the new location will operate out of Orlando. The facility will help residents expedite services for passports or foreign visas. Currently, the only office in the Sunshine State is located in Miami, and it was backed up for weeks last summer as people tried to plan their vacations. Frost says it could take the General Services Administration up to a year to find a potential site.
Help is on the way for North Florida communities impacted by last month's severe weather, as President Biden declared a major disaster earlier today for parts of the region that were hit by several tornadoes on May 10th. That will allow residents in the affected areas to receive federal grants for temporary housing, repairs, or low-cost loans to cover uninsured losses in and around the Big Bend area.
And a Starliner test mission at the International Space Station has been extended again. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams won't return to Earth this weekend as tentatively planned.
I would say overall Starliner is doing very well on orbit. You know, this is a test flight. We're taking our time to understand the vehicle. You know, safety is in the foremost part of our mind as we approach the problems and look toward the return of Butch and Sonny. Butch and Sonny are doing well.
NASA's Steve Stitch says that they're now looking at undocking the undocking of Starliner from the ISS a week from today, with a parachute landing set for Wednesday, June 26th, 4:25 here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at traffic here, not a ton going on, maybe some minor congestion here and there on North Davis Highway, and maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. The last major spot's going to be Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Warm and humid with a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm over the next couple of days. Rain chance about 30%. High temperatures are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, there is a high risk of rip currents, and that's going to continue for a few days. When those double red flags are flying, that unfortunately means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Continuing on with our national news today, a wildfire continues to rage north of L.A. as over 1,000 firefighters work to stop the flames. The Post fire in Gorman started Saturday and has exploded to more than 15,000 acres so far. Around 1,200 people have been forced to evacuate, and it's destroyed at least two structures. Meanwhile, around 5,000 residents of Redoso, New Mexico have evacuated due to a pair of raging wildfires in their area.
And new legislation is trying to tackle the growing problem of deepfake revenge pornography. Senator Ted Cruz says it has exploded thanks to advances in artificial intelligence, which makes it easy to manipulate photographs.
It feels like almost every week now we're seeing a new report of a middle school or high school young girl falling victim to this despicable activity.
Cruz's bill would make revenge porn illegal nationwide. It would also require social media sites to have a policy to remove the content when they're notified by a victim.
The U.S. is delaying a shipment of large bombs intended to go to Israel.
We, as you know, are continuing to review one shipment that President Biden has talked about with regard to 2,000-pound bombs because of our concerns about their use in a densely populated area.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken there, he says that other munition shipments to Israel continue to flow to the area.
And a migrant is under arrest in connection with the sexual assault of a 13-year-old girl in New York's Queens Park. The New York Post reports that members of the public roughed up and held the 25-year-old Ecuadorian migrant down until police arrived. There was a huge effort underway and reward money offered in the case where a 13-year-old girl and 13-year-old boy were ordered in the woods at knife point at a park last week before the girl was assaulted.
The CEO of Boeing in the hot seat today over the company's recent safety failures.
Much has been said about Boeing's culture. We've heard those concerns loud and clear. Our culture is far from perfect, but we are taking action and we are making progress.
Dave Calhoun, testifying in front of a Senate committee today, apologizing for the failures, including two fatal crashes and a blown-out door on an Alaskan Airlines flight. He's being blamed by some senators for a broken safety culture that prioritizes profits.
And the origins of COVID-19 are being examined by the Senate today. Physician scientist Dr. Stephen Quay testified that he suspected the virus was the result of a lab leak early on.
The probability that SARS-2 came from nature is one in a billion.
Republicans and some Democrats on the panel are trying to determine if there was a cover-up about the possibility COVID was leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. Top American scientists are being pressed about taxpayer-funded research programs that could potentially have ties to China and the possible man-made creation of the virus.
Wall Street closing slightly higher today. Tomorrow is Juneteenth, so no trading tomorrow. Stocks edging higher with the S&P 500 hitting another record at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial gained 56 points to 38,834. The S&P 500 adding 13 to 54,87. And the NASDAQ gained 5 to 17,862. Recapping our top stories today, President Biden announcing a new plan providing a pathway to citizenship for about 500,000 undocumented spouses married to U.S. citizens. It applies to immigrants who have been living in the country for at least a decade. Tropical storm watch now in effect for the Texas coast as the system in the Gulf of Mexico is set to become Tropical Storm Alberto. It should be at some point tomorrow. Protesters in Jerusalem, near the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, calling for new elections. Police say there were 9 protesters arrested after protesters marched from the Israeli parliament to Netanyahu's home. Some of them tried to break through barriers, and others say that there was a bonfire that police used a water cannon to put out. We'll take a break on that note. 4:30, Fox News update, back with a look at what's happening in the sports world tonight, health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, and plenty more.
News. I'm Tom Graham. President Biden taking executive action aimed at making it easier for immigrant spouses and children to become U.S. citizens.
For those wives or husbands and their children who have lived in America for a decade or more but are undocumented, this action will allow them to file the paperwork for legal status in the United States.
And today's actions coming after the president recently signed an executive order aimed at limiting daily asylum seekers at the southern border. Parts of southern Texas preparing for an intensifying storm. It's currently over Gulf of Mexico waters and could strengthen to a named system.
We have tropical storm warnings here in Texas from Port O'Connor south all the way to the mouth of the Rio Grande. And when you talk about tropical storm warnings, that means we're expecting winds of 40 to 74 miles per hour.
Fox Weather's Craig Herrera in Corpus Christi. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. KB Homes beat estimates as its earnings report was released today. Revenue for the quarter came in at $1.71 billion, above the quarterly projection of $1.65 billion. Last quarter, the home builder reported revenue growth of more than 10%. Shares of KB Home are up 4% in afternoon trading. Oil futures today notched back-to-back session gains to settle at their highest level in 7 weeks, buoyed by upbeat prospects for global crude demand. Natural gas futures, meanwhile, rallied as warmer weather lifted the potential for demand, and weather developments in the Atlantic renewed concerns over production in the Gulf of Mexico. Stocks finished slightly higher today. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite produced all-time highs. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Kyrie Irving tried to downplay his return to Boston for the NBA Finals. In reality, though, it seemed like Kyrie cared more about talking about Boston to the press and going back and forth with Celtics fans rather than balling out on the court. In 3 NBA Finals games in Boston, Kyrie couldn't secure a single victory and only scored 43 total points. Yes, Boston played great defense, but clearly the Celtics fans were in Kyrie's head, and no matter what Kyrie says, he couldn't tune out the noise. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cue the fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
The tone center for our
and honestly
segment.
I do have a fun fact about this song. This is not the original artist. This is Joe's cover, and I gotta say I'm quite impressed. I didn't give you your flowers.
Should be falsetto. It's my forte.
Yeah, it's almost frighteningly impressive. Emphasis on the frightening. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be a ton going on. It's been a pretty smooth sailing hour in Pensacola so far. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, we do have some backups there. Same on Beverly Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much going on there. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, just passing the Windhaven Beach area in the general direction of Highway 87. And then Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Warm and humid with a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm over the next couple of days. Rain chance about 30%. High temperatures are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, there is a high risk of rip currents, and that's going to continue for a few days. When those double red flags are flying, that unfortunately means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 4:39 now at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, we had the first gentleman sweep of the week. Do we see a second tonight?
I think so, personally. I think the Oilers put up one heck of a fight in the Saturday's game or whenever it was.
8-1.
Yeah, 8-1. I mean, that's a blowout in hockey.
That's a blowout in any sport.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, just for those who don't watch hockey, that's pretty insane. I will say, though, going back to Florida, man, I think the Panthers were in a similar situation as the Celtics were. It's like, okay, we just kind of got a little bit complacent. We thought it was going to be too easy.
Yep, ratchet it back up.
So that's the thing. I think they are going to pull it off. But yeah, Celtics last night, what was it, 106-88, won their 18th. Yeah, they won their 18th NBA championship, and they'll have a parade on Friday to celebrate. And they will board Boston's famous duck boats for the Rolling Rally, which apparently has become a tradition for championship parades. I mean, I don't know. But a lot of people were upset about it. I don't like the Celtics, but people are trying to invalidate the title just like they do every year now. They earned it. And honestly, yeah. I do want to give props to Kyrie Irving. That dude, he was pretty problematic between his days in Cleveland and Dallas, but that guy's matured. He seems to be a pretty humble guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to see there. By the way, Stanley Cup game, 7 o'clock on ABC there.
Yes.
On the College World Series front, do we have a final yet between Florida State and North Carolina?
Pulling it up right now. Let's see. Why are you giving me basketball? This ESPN is just giving me some trouble. Let's see. Ooh, it's 9-5 Florida State in the top of the ninth. So that game's just about done, but Florida State has a 4-run lead late right now. So if Florida State wins
listen,
that game.
They've not the first time in these World Series games that they've had a 4-run lead late, so hopefully it goes better than the last time.
I will say, if Florida State does hang on to win there, North Carolina will be eliminated from the College World Series, just like we saw with NC State yesterday. And then we've got Texas A&M. They beat Kentucky 5-1 last night, so that sent the Wildcats down to the elimination game against the Gators. And apparently that game has been postponed due to weather and will start at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I did not see that in the headlines, so that must have happened recently, I assume. Man, that's a bummer. All right, I was looking forward to that. Let's see. Then we've got in the NFL, both NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones have testified this week in a trial over the league's Sunday ticket package. In 2015, subscribers of the package filed a class action lawsuit claiming that the league used its agreements with broadcast partners to keep tight control over telecast distribution. They argue that allowed DirecTV to artificially inflate prices for Sunday Ticket as the only distributor for out-of-market games. The lawsuit is asking to award home and commercial subscribers $7 billion in damages. Now, if you're talking $7 billion each, you'd be speaking my language. Maybe I'd have to buy Sunday Ticket just to get in on some of this, be grandfathered in. Then we've got MLB, some quick news here. We do have a few games tonight. Orioles at Yankees is going to be at 6:05 tonight on TBS. Locally, it's going to be Marlins versus Cardinals at 5:10, Braves versus Tigers at 6:20, and Rays at Twins at 6:40. We'll give score updates on some of those games in Hour 3. And this Thursday is the MLB Negro League tribute game in Birmingham, Alabama. San Francisco Giants will be taking on the St. Louis Cardinals at historic Rickwood Field. More than 50 former Negro League players are expected to be on hand, and the game will be broadcasted on Fox.
Very cool. Yeah, it should be a pretty interesting watch there.
Yeah.
See that. 442 here at News Radio Pensacola, taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. Challenges to a potential TikTok ban will be heard by a U.S. appeals court later on this summer. Of course, a law passed earlier this year calls for the China-based ByteDance to sell TikTok by January 19th or have it banned in the U.S. Mm. Oral arguments on legal challenges to the law will be heard on September 16th. A group of TikTok creators filed a lawsuit in May that seeks to block the law. ByteDance has filed a similar suit.
And Americans are pumping the brakes on spending. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose just 0.1% last month as inflation keeps shrinking pocketbooks. Retail sales includes spending on things like food, cars, and gas. And there was a small spending increase on musical instruments, sporting goods, and books.
A doctor with the Virginia Spine Institute is warning of some unwanted side effects with popular weight loss drugs. Kate Gray has more.
With Ozempic, along with other GLP-1 drugs, making major headlines for its link to helping shed unwanted pounds, Dr. Yesh Mehta says it's not without risks.
What we do know is weight loss and such sudden and rapid weight loss is not good for anybody's body.
He says it's not meant to be used solely for weight loss because
will actually lead to decreases in muscle mass and bone. And actually, that will do a big detriment to your body as opposed to helping the body.
He recommends for those wanting to use it to start with a low dose along with diet and exercise. I'm Katie Gray.
And the CDC is out with another warning that ADHD medications are in short supply, and that has some parents struggling to find a source. There are options online through telehealth, but experts say that families need to watch for some red flags.
You know, if it seems really easy, too easy, it might be problematic.
Health leaders say if you're speaking with a different doctor or nurse on each checkup, that's a red flag as well. The problem started during COVID. Telehealth was expanded, allowing more people to get a prescription for ADHD medication. At the same time, there is a shortage of the active ingredients. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. Pine Forest Road does have increased backups if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Also got a couple of accident reports here. This is going to be on Pine Forest Road near the intersection with Longleaf Drive. That's where it turns into Blue Angel Parkway. Not much, if any, congestion being caused by the accidents in that area, but nonetheless something to look out for. If you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards Palafox Street, we also have some backups in that area. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, just passing Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Warm and humid with a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm over the next couple of days. Rain chance about 30%. High temperatures are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, there is a high risk of rip currents, and that's going to continue for a few days. When those double red flags are flying, that unfortunately means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
All right, very good. 446 here. Justin Timberlake has been released after being arrested for driving while intoxicated in New York last night. The superstar was arraigned and released without bail, facing one charge of DWI, while also being cited for failure to stay in his lane and running through a stop sign. Police say that Timberlake was observed to be glassy-eyed and that smelled alcohol on his breath. His arrest comes in the middle of his world tour. He's got two shows scheduled in Chicago this weekend.
Joe, that must be hard for you to hear. You know, member of NSYNC. They say never meet your heroes, my friend.
Yeah.
That's got a sting.
Stung.
Let's see. A group of archaeologists have made quite a discovery in George Washington's former Mount Vernon home. Bottles of cherries and berries have been found, incredibly preserved. Archaeologists made to find during a restoration project dig of a project dig of Washington's cellar in his former mansion on the banks of the Potomac River. Mount Vernon is partnering with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to conduct DNA testing of the found fruit. They'll also be testing more than 50 cherry pits found and seeing if they can be replanted. Records show that George and Martha Washington were fond of cherries, especially when mixed with brandy.
Besides the fact that you cannot read... we have also, we being the collective, myself and all listeners of
the public,
this program,
yeah,
have realized within the last 24 hours that you have a weak spot for Eastern locales.
Really? How's that?
Yesterday was the Allegheny.
Yeah, I said
Mountains,
Allegheny instead of Allegheny.
And today it is the, Potomac?
I said Potomac.
Yeah, it's Potomac.
And whatever.
So there you go.
A river over in the east, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, anything north of the Mason-Dixon line and east of, I would say, the Ohio. Well, no, because, I mean, Pittsburgh, you're a Pittsburgh fan. Would it be fair to say east of Hershey, Pennsylvania, is kind of where your geography falls off?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I know that Hershey's in Pennsylvania. I couldn't tell you where in Pennsylvania it is. So the jury's still out on
that.
Yeah,
it's kind of, in my recollection, it's kind of just in the center part of the state, I think.
Oh, all right.
I've been to Hershey once. We had a trip to Gettysburg, which I love Gettysburg. One of my favorite movies is Gettysburg, and so... we went there. I was probably 13 years old. It was awesome. Highly recommended trip there. Scooter Braun is officially stepping back from managing top artists after 23 years. He announced his retirement from being an artist manager to focus on family and being CEO of Hybe America. He's managed such artists and acts including Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato, Usher, Carly Rae Jepsen, and many more. Also notably, it was his purchase of Big Machine Records back in 2019, which, of course, included the rights to Taylor Swift's first six albums, and that led to her re-recording those to regain ownership. 450, we'll take a break there. Austin, I had a near-death experience yesterday.
Really?
I will regale you of that tale.
Okay.
Coming up next, along with some other wacky stories, good news as well. Pensacola right now.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
and he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, spend the evening with your neighbors at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. Come for the art from local vendors, live music, food, and fun. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. The Busch Light Fishing Rodeo is this weekend. Check out the action at Flounders Saturday 2 to 7 and Sunday noon to 6. See PensacolaSports.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.52 here at News Radio Pensacola, winding down on hour number one. We've got Channel 3, top of the hour, 5 o'clock, A block. Find out what's going on there with Sue and Bob and Tanner and the gang, Alan, with the Gulf of Mexico updates. As we have double red flags flying today, I believe that would be the first time since Pensacola Beach updated the flag warning system. So double red flags, meaning the Gulf of Mexico is closed. If you've been listening to the program for any length of time, really in the last week or two, you know that I have moved from our apartment to a new house. And
right.
We are very happy to be Santa Rosa County residents. And
I think I know where your story's going to go.
Yeah. So we first day. So we got moved in Saturday. So this is almost 72 hours that we have now been in our new house.
You had a good run, right?
Had a good run, yes. Because we are listing it today. So last night I get home, I pick up some dinner going home. I'm planning on having a nice relaxing night watching the Celtics win, and I eat my dinner, get up, and trying to just be a law-abiding new homeowner and put my trash can out.
Ooh.
On the sidewalk there to be picked up this morning. So I get together the trash that was inside the house. I open the door, and 10 yards away is a 4-foot-long snake just laying next to my front tire.
Oh.
I did not scream. I did not yell. I did not
Good.
Do anything other than to just... I closed the door, I turned around and looked at my wife, and I just looked at her, and she's like, "What?" I says, "Go look." And she gets up, she goes over and sees what I see, and it is moved, and it is now curled up inside of the hubcap.
Ugh.
And is, you know, so listen, I'm a city slicker from up north.
Right.
My wife is born and raised here.
Good.
She has some experience dealing with snakes. Those all involve shotguns, which
okay.
unfortunately we cannot utilize in our neighborhood because Sheriff Johnson would be showing up at our front door and leading me away in handcuffs.
You have a shovel?
We have not gotten a shovel yet. I mean, why would I need a shovel within the first 72 hours of living at home?
That's how my people deal with it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is all a very new experience for me. I've even told my wife within the last month. I said, look, I moved to Pensacola 10 years ago this November. Mm-hmm. I have not, knock on wood, up until this point, had an experience with a snake in the wild. I have not.
Really?
I have not. And okay. I was hoping and praying that streak would be intact, because I am deathly afraid of snakes. And I don't care if it's a black snake, if it's a whatever
a
snake.
Garden snake.
If it's yeah. whatever. A snake is a snake to me. And it was a big'un, and it was thick, and it was there on my lawn in my driveway. And it for the next hour and a half, I was in one window, my wife was in the other window, and we were monitoring the situation as it just kept slithering around up under our porch. It would slither up close to the door, so it was out of our line of sight. I called an after-hours company. I said, hey,
oh my gosh,
we have a problem here, because we're going to die if this isn't resolved. And they said, hey, it's going to cost you X number of dollars. It may be gone by the time we get there, but we're still going to charge you. My hero brother-in-law, shout out to Jeremiah. If Steve Irwin was born and raised in Cantonment, it would be Jeremiah.
Gotcha.
He came over with his pellet gun and his shovel, and he took care of it for us. So I live to live another day.
Yes, and you defied the odds.
If the question is, am I scared to walk out of my house? The answer is yes. Am I scared that when I go home tonight and I park in my driveway that there will be a snake waiting for me? The answer is unequivocally yes. Tomorrow morning, we have a company coming out to
inspect,
to do the inspection, the spraying, like the whole house. I am looking into whether any sort of plastic bubble shields, if that's a thing that homeowners can buy. There will be no more of that nonsense at the Ford household.
I would just buy a shovel personally.
My hero brother-in-law did donate us a shovel. I says, bro, I don't know who you think is using that in this house, because it ain't me, man. No, yeah, no shot.
I mean, uh-huh. you can try to get up behind it. My grandma takes those things on.
That's good for her, man. I am not doing that.
Okay. Anyway,
not doing that.
We're like 3 minutes late to traffic and weather here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No trauma victims. They have to get it out. I get it. Just about 4:58 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather. Let's see. Traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 miles, slightly backed up. Same with Beverly Parkway. Traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Maybe a little bit on North Davis Highway. Traveling northbound towards Olive Road. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway. A lot if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and then a bit more as you approach Highway 87, then Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River.
It's a mix of sun and clouds here over the next several days, and the rain chance runs at about 30%. So look for some pop-up showers and thunderstorms here and there. Hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Along northern Gulf Coast beaches, we've got a high risk of rip currents. When double red flags fly, that means that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning weather forecast.
And listen, I get it. I know the part of the country that we live in. Texter says, why are you scared of snakes? Most are good ones that eat other venomous snakes and rodents. And
they do have a purpose, yeah.
Further review and talking with snake experts, the snake that visited us yesterday was a rat snake. That was the definitive answer. Listen, why is the sky blue? It's just the way it is. It's just the way I am. Yeah. And it will always be that way.
Not quite comparable, but I'm with you.
I'm sorry. That makes me soft. If it makes me a girly man, hey.
What did it just look like? What did it look like?
It looked like a big, fat, 4-foot snake. Austin, okay. That's what it looked like.
I just wanted to know the color scheme. My bad.
It was dark.
Whatever.